Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. Lulei Nishmas, Sara Malka, Bas Rabbi Yitzchak. We are in Masechta Pesachim. We're in the third parak, Mishnayos Ches and Tes. We had just been dealing with the question of what happens when a person is traveling, whether he has to come home to be Mevaris Chametz. Let's talk about something that's parallel. V'chein mi sheyatzim Yerushalayim, Niska Sheish B'yado Basar Kodesh. It's similar to the situation somebody left Yerushalayim and he realizes, wait a second, I'm still holding meat that comes from Karbanos. Im Avratovim, if he already passed Haratovim, which was a village, it was the farthest point outside of Yerushalayim from within which Yerushalayim could be seen. So Sarvu b'Mekomo. So then he has to go back and burn it because the Chacham didn't insist he could come back to Yerushalayim. Imla, but he didn't pass the Tzofim yet. So Chozer b'Sarvu l'fnei Abira me'atzei Amaracha. He goes back to Yerushalayim and he burns it in front of the Bira. That we, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that's a special place on Harabayas for getting rid of Kachem Kalam that are Chayav Srefa. According to Rish Lakish, it's in anywhere on Harabayas at all. But that's why he does it, and he does it from the Atzei HaMarachah. Now, he can burn it anywhere in Yerushalayim, but if he burns it at Bira, he has to use Atzei HaMarachah. How much Chamech does the person have to come back for? What he has to come back for a tiny piece that's stuck between his teeth. So Meir Omer Zebazag the Kabitza. In other words, he doesn't have to return whether it's chametz or whether it's Basar Kodesh for a Kabitza. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Zebazag the Kazayas. Right? Either Rabbi Yehuda says it's both the Kazayas, but the Chachamim say the Chachamim Omrim Basar Kodesh be Kazayas. Then in regard to the Basar Kodesh, the amount is a Kazayas for chametz for Kabitza, but the amount for chametz is a Kabitza. Now, with this, we close out the third parak, and now we turn to the fourth. And in the fourth, we begin a discussion of work on Erev Pesach. Malkum shenagu lasos malachim avri psachim ad chatzos. The place where the minhag was that the people did work on Erev Pesach until chatzos, osin, everyone says you can do the work until that day. But malkum shenagu shalo lasos. In a place where they had a minhag not to work on Erev Pesach, in osin, you're not allowed to do malacha before Chatzos as well. Everyone agrees you can't do Malacha after Chatzos. And the Chachamim put that in place so that you won't forget to get rid of your Chametz and do the Shchitas HaPesach and prepare Matzah at that night. So that's the situation. What happens if I'm going from a place where Erminag always was to do it? Now I move to another place. The Erminag gets to say Yotzeros, nothing else. Or are you going from a place where they don't do malacha to a place where they do? You keep the stringency of where you came and where you're going. And you can't do the work, before chatzos either way. And this creates a situation and follows the rule that a person shouldn't go against the local minhag because of a machlokas. In other words, a person usually follows where he comes from, but to prevent conflict, he should follow the place where he's coming and where he's coming to. And so therefore, where the minhag is not to work, he shouldn't work, because that might cause a change in the custom. However, where the custom was to work, he should follow his old one, because people say, okay, they'll just assume he has no work to do within the process. We'll stop here. Bezos Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow morning. Everybody have a fantastic, amazing day.